Good morning, this is Mark O with Tough Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up 2.25 cents at 5.39¾. December wheat up 5.5 cents at 7.50½. And November beans up 1¢¾ at 12.52. There were no exports once again here this morning. Romanian wheat was the cheapest wheat out there on the Egyptian tender, leaving the U.S. in the dust. The dollar is up another 36 ticks here, back over 94 cents, 94.33. And that certainly won't encourage anybody to look at U.S. wheat for a while out here. Grain's a little bit higher overnight. We've got some rains moving in. Illinois had a few showers. Tennessee, Kentucky had some good rains. But mainly west of Tennessee and Kentucky, it was really pretty dry in most of the country out here. The rains might slow the harvest down in those areas that are getting a little bit of rain, but I think we're going to be okay. We're ahead of the averages. We're going to get more work done this week in a lot of places, and I think we're out generally in pretty good shape out here. The bean oil finished up 54 ticks. Just want to double check that real quick. Yeah, up 54 ticks. It's 61.68. But the crude oil is now, it's broken as much as $2 off its highs. It got up to 79.78. We've been saying that there'd be resistance first at 80 bucks and then again at 90. We tempted the 80 buck range here today. Broke $2 off of that. We've rallied about 40 cents off those lows, but I just don't see the bean oil holding up if the crude oil is backed off here. You know, overall, I still see a lot of harvest pressure out here, particularly in the beans. Corn, if you believe the folks that are saying the Eastern Corn Belt yields aren't great, then you got to be a little bit friendly for the report on Tuesday. I just don't see that out here. As I've said many times, I get 20 to 30 yield reports every day and from all over the country. And I'm just not seeing the problems that other people are seeing out here. Yeah, there are some poor acres. There's no question about it. But we also have a lot of really good acres above expectations, above APHs, and in some cases, record crops. Yes, we do have, you know, the early stories in Nebraska. It's not Nebraska, but North Dakota of, you know, fields being zeroed out. And, you know, that's true too. But I think when it's all said and done, we're going to have an adequate amount of corn, more than an adequate amount of beans. And I think this report could be certainly bearish the beans. If anything, I'd probably want to be long corn, short beans going into this report. The only problem with being long corn, though, is you got the funds long 210,000 contracts. And if there's anything bearish out there, you know, the corn could have a serious, serious problem if the funds want to trip over themselves to get out of these long positions. So overall today, I think we're going to see a relatively choppy day. I don't know that we'll have any clear direction out here. If the oil stays under pressure, I think the bean oil will be under pressure, and I think that could take the beans down. We should be getting pretty close to a low in the meal market. We got down to 320.10 this morning. I think that's cheap enough in here for the time being, and I think we can see some kind of a rally, though it's unclear, you know, just how much it will be. Maybe back up to 334, 339, somewhere in that area. But I think the meal is a little bit overdone here. That could help the beans on any kind of a bounce here. But, you know, again, I think this is a good opportunity before the report, particularly in the bean market, to get some hedges on if you haven't already, at least enough to get through the report on Tuesday. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.